Joining us at this time is Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School. And Mark, congratulations on a strong win last week against Danvers.
Yeah, it was a big win. The implications that it ended up having in the Division I North were a surprise. A lot of things happened in our favor, and we're excited to be a four seed.
Well, so you have a home playoff game. You're hosting Malden, but let me just go back to the season. You guys have really turn things around, because when we talk about Peabody football and we talk about Doug, it's usually Doug Santos, but you guys kind of dug a hole early in the year, but you've dug your way out of that this so far.
Oh, there's no question. When we were sitting at 1-3 after the Marblehead loss, there was a lot of people doubting which direction this program was going in. Lucky for us, we were able to keep our faith in each other and realize that better times were going to come, that we weren't going to go backwards in the 2015 season, and we believed in that, and we were able to win our next three.
And I think, importantly, that game last week against Danvers, how did that happen? What kind of things came together for you in that win?
Well, I think a lot of things came together at the same time. It was definitely the best game that we had played so far this year, as far as our offensive line's communication, as far as our quarterback's decision-making, as far as our defensive backs in pass coverage, in terms of our defensive line putting pressure on their quarterback, and our linebackers being on the same pages as to which gaps they were responsible for. And overall, defensively, not just getting to the ball, but making the tackle, knocking down the pass, in the case of Cedric, picking off two of them.
Well, as you now look at this kind of turnaround that you've had during the course of the season, are you kind of saying it's been kind of a gradual thing, or and that you've been, that chipping away at things and, just adding to the repertoire?
Well, the key was not to panic. We lost a lot from last year, especially offensively. The key was not to panic, to continue to work hard and get on the same page and trust each other. And, we think we have a good combination now, and it seems to be the combination that we've been looking for. We've been patient in trying to find it, and hopefully they continue to grow and get better.
Well, I know that Malden is no longer in the same league as you guys, but you guys are not real strangers to one another, are you? And what do you expect Friday?
Well, I'm a GBL kid, so I always played in the GBL, so getting a chance to play Malden, any GBL team, is always exciting for me. As far as us knowing each other, we've scrimmaged all 3 years that I've been here, so we play them in the preseason. Playing them in the preseason is a little different than playing them in the regular season. We play them in our second scrimmage, where we're doing a lot of looking at ourselves and not so much looking at them. Playing them in the regular season is a whole different ball game. Trying to find their weaknesses, going back to those scrimmages and seeing, where they've come from where they were, and, things that we think we may be able to exploit, and trying to figure out what we think they're going to exploit.
Couple last questions. If you were to do a scouting report on them, what would you say about Malden?
Their overall team speed is phenomenal. Their middle linebacker, I think, is their best player, number three. He's the kid that we have to account for when we're on offense. He's all over the field. His quickness, his tackling is phenomenal. Their defensive line is very active, and their linebackers and DBs are very active. They're quick to the football. They swarm to the football. This week, the key is going to be for us to sustain our blocks and not let them put eight or nine guys on the ball, play in and play out. We got to stay with our blocks and trust ourselves to finish plays.
How about injuries? Anything this week to be concerned with?
I believe we're full bore. We were lucky to walk away from the Danvers game injury free. Knock on wood, up through today's practice, we haven't had any injuries in the practice field. So we should be 100% going into this game.
All right, good. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck Friday.
Thank you very much.
Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School, on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.